Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, the Odd Couple is the way a sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening, for the next 3 hours for enlightenment, entertainment, information, and fun. Speaking of fun, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this TV theme song Thursday? How are you?
I'm doing tremendously. I'm doing great. How about you?
All good. All good. Good. Yeah, all good. No complaints.
All right.
I'm wearing my Green Lantern outfit today, the Green Hornet, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, what is that?
Just a pullover.
Is that a polo shirt?
Polo, yeah, polo pullover. It's usually cold in the studio, Chris. You wouldn't know because you haven't been here in 4 years, but it's usually cold.
I would know because you wouldn't know anything about cold out there in L.A.
Yeah. Is it not cold in the studio? It is, Chris.
Is the fall out there in L.A.? It's fall in New York, man.
Is it fall?
Yeah. The change in weather has been jarring. It's 50, 60 degrees.
Yeah, that's chilly.
And, it's, you know, but hey, the seasons, I'm cool with it. So here we go. All right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. In for DJ Alex Tyshirt, who is unusually off on a Thursday. A surprise, because it's usually Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia in the third hour. None of that tonight, because Mighty Mark Ramsey is on the boards. Rob, his nickname is Mighty Mark.
Mighty Mark is what you got. And, of course, yep. I hadn't seen him in a while. And, of course, I called him Mike instead of Mark, and he corrected me. I was glad that he corrected me because you should always don't let it go. Yeah, like you should let people know so I don't get caught up in thinking I just made a mistake, but I have no issue with that. Mark, thank you.
Also, super producer Rob G is in the house. On the updates, you just heard the man, Steve DeSager, and on social media, Elijah Sabunia. Rob, there was a big blockbuster trade yesterday in the NBA. By now, everybody knows about it. Damian Lillard, Dame Dalla, as they call him, going to the Milwaukee Bucks. A lot of people thought he wanted to be traded to Miami. Instead, he winds up in Milwaukee with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And what I want to throw out to you, Rob, because we talked about it yesterday from a lot of different angles, but what I want to ask you today, because it's still the hot story, is who do you think the most pressure is on to win? Because they are already in Vegas, the favorites, and I think they should be.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Chris, be careful with Vegas. Vegas is it's not about they're trying to get people to put money down. You know,
that's fine. I'm just saying they got them as the favorite.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to say that that doesn't mean that Vegas knows anything. Oh yeah, they're going to win.
Vegas
is trying to get people.
Knows.
They got, you know what? They get a big trade. They want people to put money down. Oh, Milwaukee's the favorite. Let me get my money down. I mean, that's part of what they do, which is fine. I'm just saying.
Right.
It doesn't. There's no official, oh, my God, they're favorites in Vegas. You know what I mean? Like people.
Well, there actually is. They are officially favorites
right.
in Vegas.
Right. But I'm just saying. But it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean that. Right. I mean, but, you know, it is what it is. They're the favorites in Vegas. So who do you think the most pressure is on, though, to win a championship? Because that's what a lot of people are thinking. That's what a lot of people are expecting. I think they should be the favorites to win it all. So Giannis or Dame, who do you think is facing the most pressure?
No, if I had to take a look at this, it's all about Giannis. Mm. There's no pressure with Damian Lillard. I'm sorry. I do not believe that people would be like, oh, my God, Dame didn't win. What? It'll be Giannis got Dame Lillard, and he didn't win? That's where it'll all fall on him, because I don't think people expected Dame to win anything or win a championship in his career, and it wouldn't have colored in any way or made people feel like, you know, look at him a different way or sideways. You know what I mean? Because most of the time, as you point out all the time, it's never guards who are leading the way or small guys.
Too.
Right. So it's not Damian Lillard.
Steph and Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, Chris. It's about Giannis. Giannis was the one belly aching. He's thinking about moving on. If they don't try to win or whatever, they go out and make a big deal. And if they don't win, people will look at Giannis and say, what didn't you do?
Well, look, Giannis is the better player. Yeah, and with that, Rob, comes more expectations, right? Giannis is in that atmosphere. He's on that level where if he never were to win a championship, even though he's won one now, if he weren't to win another one, people would view it as a disappointment. People are looking at him, could he one day be a top 10 player of all time? Or, you know, even if you don't put him that high, he's in on that level. The Kevin Durants and, you know, the Dr. J's and the Moses Malones, Akeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, Rob, everybody always said never won a championship. You know, they're that level of player. And so in that regard, I agree with you. Damian Lillard, great player all time. Top 75 officially, will easily be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but not quite at the level. And a lot of it's just the size. Very few small players ever reach that point, Rob. Allen Iverson never won a championship. Does it really hurt his legacy? I mean,
no.
It would have enhanced
they
it,
went
right?
To, when they, when they went, when they went, he got cred that they went.
Right.
It was him.
Right.
It was him. Who was it? Was it
Dikembe Mutombo?
Tyrone
Hill.
Right, but that was it. And a bunch
of
role players and a great coach in Larry Brown. And everybody were like, they won game one against Kobe and the Lakers, and that was it. And you know what? Nobody was like, oh, my God, he didn't win.
Right.
His career
After
wasn't validated.
It was never,
no.
Is he going to get that one?
But he got there.
It helps you. But it's not like people really hold it against you. As I said earlier, Rob, Isaiah Thomas of the Detroit Pistons and Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors.
But let me say this, Chris.
Two small, normal-sized point guards to lead teams to multiple championships. You know, remember in 79, the Seattle Supersonics won it, Rob. Their leading scorer was Gus Williams, the Wizard. You can argue, it's arguable who was the best player. They had Dennis Johnson, they had Jack Sigma. You know, it was a team, we mentioned it, of good players, but no real superstars. And Dennis Johnson's the Hall of Famer there. So I wouldn't count, even though he was their leading scorer, I wouldn't say Gus Williams kind of led them. He was one of the leaders. He was a great player that year, but it was really a team effort with that crew. But go ahead.
Just to Giannis, you know, like when we've seen them, Chris, last year in the deciding game 5 at home, he shot 10 for 23 from the free throw line. You remember? I mean, he killed them. I mean, that's why they blew that game at the end. He couldn't make a free throw to save his life. And then the flip side, Chris, when they won in game 6 in the finals, it was about Giannis. His bugaboo was the free throws. Chris, he made 17 out of 19.
Right.
That's what I'm looking at. I mean, if they're going to win or lose the championship, and that doesn't mean that Dame doesn't matter. But if Giannis doesn't play well, Chris, Dame won't matter if Giannis doesn't play well. Giannis has to play well.
Obviously. He's the best player. You're not winning it without him playing well, but you're probably not winning it without Dame playing well either. And here's where I would give you the pushback, Rob. I would say to Dame, this is what you wanted. This is why you requested the trade. So you could go somewhere and win a championship. Now, he wanted to go to Miami, obviously, but you didn't. You still went to a team that is right there. You wanted the big stage. You were tired of playing, you know, second fiddle. Oh, Steph's getting the rings and, you know, I don't have enough. And you didn't have enough, so nobody's held it against you. But with that being on a team that never had championship expectations, that no one thought could win a title or even win the West for that matter, there's a little comfort in that. There's a little, you have a bad Western Conference Finals, you get swept. He's been swept a few times. We didn't expect too much from them. So when you don't have expectations, the pressure is lessened. Now there's expectations. And so I would say this is what Dame wanted, an opportunity to win a championship. And not only did you get traded, you got traded to the team that had the best record in the East last year. You got traded to a guy who arguably, I would say Jokic, but arguably is the best player in the world, a guy who fits you and your game perfectly, the guy that you said of everybody in the league you would love to play with. You got to get it done. I do think there'll be a little, Dame didn't get it done with Giannis. Nobody's going to crush him. But I think now he's under more of a spotlight. And it's like anytime you force a trade, Rob, because the team you were on wasn't good enough and you want to go you're a championship level player, you want to go somewhere and win a championship, now there's pressure to win that championship. And Rob, Dame clearly did not want to go to a quote-unquote ready-made situation, right? He said, I would never have done what Kevin Durant did and gone to Golden State. And, you know, he said before, what LeBron did. I mean, he's kind of retracted it. But, you know, LeBron going to Miami, you want to compete and all that. Like, he didn't want to go somewhere where it was a quote-unquote easy ring. And this is perfect for him then. Because this team got bounced in the first round. This team got bounced in the second round the year before. This ain't going to be an easy ring if you get it. Even if you're the favorites, Boston is legit. You still got Miami and Philadelphia. And then in the West, Denver, obviously legit, the defending champs. Phoenix, legit. The Lakers. The Warriors. I mean, the league is stacked. A lot of teams out there that could beat you. So if you, yet, even though it's not going to be a quote-unquote easy ring, you do have enough. You do have enough. You got the maybe the best player in the world. You got size galore. You've got Jay Crowder, who I think will play a bigger role this year now that Budenholzer is gone. Like, you got enough. And so if you want to be, go up a notch, enhance your legacy, be remembered as a champion, because that's why you wanted to trade, then go get it done. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Who's facing the most pressure on the Bucks to deliver a championship? Damian Lillard or Giannis Antetokounmpo? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is a TV theme song.
A little Quincy
Thursday.
Jones,
of course,
Chris.
A classic, yes. Sanford and Son, of course. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Who's facing the most pressure, Giannis or Dame? Your thoughts.
Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Them two dudes, what's up, fellas?
How you?
What's up, man?
I'm good, man. Y'all need to let that play. That's one of the best theme songs ever, opening songs ever, man. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Quincy Jones did a lot of did a lot of TV themes. Chris, did you know that? Dre, did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew that one.
I don't know what. Where are some of the other ones?
He did a number of them. He might have done. I want to say.
I can't think about the top of my head.
Yeah. I'll look at the list, Chris. I'll look at the list, but it's a number of them.
Go ahead, Dre. What you got?
Yeah, man. I think the most pressure is on Dame. Giannis already got a ring. He showed he can do it with not a stacked team or a superstar study team, but he did it just by him being the leading man. And I think with Dame, with all that boo-hooing about getting out of Portland so he can have more talent, you got a good team. It's not a stacked team, but you got a good team.
Yeah, but Dre, if Giannis doesn't play well or doesn't make free throws, you're going to blame it on Damian Lillard?
No, not at all. But what I'm saying is, okay, if you flip that, if Giannis plays well, Dame hurt, you're going to blame it on Giannis?
Or Dame don't play well.
Right, but I'm talking level. About the like, rich.
Giannis is the best player, but Dame's got to play well for them to win too, Rob. Giannis not going to do it by himself.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that if Giannis, it's about Giannis on that team. That's all. He's the
best player, no doubt.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, both of their legacies will be heightened, but I think it's on Dame.
All right, thanks, Dre. Appreciate it. Robert in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all?
How you,
what
Robert?
Up, man?
I'm great, man. I want to say first, I kind of disagree with y'all on as far as the Dame leaving Portland take. That's just another conversation in his day. I've just been listening.
What do you disagree with? I'm just curious. What do you disagree with? Curious.
Say it with your chest.
Now, you know I'm going to say that, Chris. I don't think when y'all were saying that he forced himself out of Portland, that they don't owe him anything, I just don't think that's true just because on a simple fact, it's not all about money. They started this about not taking that draft pick and getting him some better help to win a championship. They did that, and he got some better help, he would stay. But they wasn't committed to making the team better. So what other choice did you leave him to do? So it's like you
Well, hold on. Okay, so what were they supposed – you say in this draft, they by drafting Scoot Henderson – they didn't give him enough to win a championship. Is that what you're saying?
They didn't trade that pick to get a better player to help.
Okay, so who were they supposed to get with that pick that was going to make them put them close to winning a championship?
I mean, I don't know who was on the trading block or who they can go get, but it's a lot of players that would have loved.
I'll give you a hint. Nobody that was going to put them in championship.
Right, there was nobody available. They weren't getting Anthony Davis or like a player of that ilk. Who were they going to get that was really going to elevate them to that kind of level, Robert? That's the problem. But go ahead. The pressure.
They paid him
a ton of money, and he didn't have to sign that.
He didn't owe them anything either.
That extension he signed.
Right, they both held up their end of the bargain.
Yep, and that's it. Go ahead. Well, who's got the most pressure?
But I think I thought you agree with Chris. I think it's still. I mean. Dame, just because, like Chris said, he's been comparing himself to saying, like, if he had that help with Steph, Kyrie, Russell Westbrook, he'll be on that level of stardom. I think this is his chance. I think historically he may not be, he's going to be the top one of the players, but just conversation-wise, media-wise, if they fail, people are going to blame him because Giannis already won a ring.
Yeah, it's going to be a little egg on his face. It's like, well, you had Giannis, couldn't deliver. So I'm with you on that.
No doubt.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got a big game about to start. NFC North battle, Rob. The Packers and the Lions, the two leaders in that division, both of them at 2-1. Looking forward to this game. We'll get into this a little later, but we got TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, coming up. But first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. So see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Our next guest is a former Pro Bowl wide receiver, co-host of Up On Game right here on Fox Sports Radio, Saturdays, 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check that out. But we welcome in our man, TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Hoosh,
what's up, man?
Man, I'm great. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
We're great, man. Great to have you.
You always sound the same, man. How do you do it? You just have the same... I'd never hear you any different. Like all these years, just the same tone, You know what I mean? You're never too hype. You're never too low. Your stress level, you've been to the doctor for your physical, your stress level has to be low.
My stress level, I don't really let things bother me. It kind of is what it is. If I can't control it, I'm not letting it bother me.
Okay.
There you go. Control what you can control. That's how you do it. All right, Hoosh, let's go to the Jets. Let's start there with Zach Wilson obviously having some issues. I've been saying I think that they're doing a disservice to their locker room, the players in that locker room, if they don't go out and get like a more capable quarterback. I think like a Carson Wentz. Not saying he's great, but he's certainly better than Zach Wilson. If you were a receiver on the team, I've mentioned Garrett Wilson and how frustrating it must be for him. If you were a receiver on that team, would you be frustrated or would you just be like, hey, I'm supporting Zach, we can get it done with him?
Oh, of course you're going to be frustrated. If I'm Zach Wilson, you know what I'm doing? Garrett Wilson is getting 15 to 20 targets a game. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out throwing the ball to my best guy. Like, feed your best player the ball. That's number one. Number two, I don't know if Carson Wentz coming in can do better than what people think. When you come in and they all, you got to learn this offense. And that's not an easy task. And so you would want somebody that has an understanding of the system. Yeah, Carson Wentz will pick it up, but the little nuances and the checks and certain looks, that's not easy. That's going to take time. And so they're looking at it from the perspective of let's hope that Zach Wilson can be better.
TJ, stop. Stop.
No,
I hear what you're saying, but you've the eye test. This is not that happened just this year. They played four quarterbacks last year. Anybody who could throw the ball, they would rather put in last year. They knew this.
He's a better player this year than he was last year.
He's still bad.
He is. Now, if people, this is the thing. Let's go back to the New England game. No, not the New England game. Who they play prior to New England?
Cowboys?
The Cowboys,
Bills, game, Patriots.
You go back to that game and watch that game. He didn't really unravel until the game was basically out of reach and he started to force the ball. He had played solid football up until the point where the game had gotten out of control. He was solid. And then he tried to force the ball and he started throwing interceptions. New England, they have almost everybody's number. I'm not saying that Zach Wilson is the answer. What I'm saying is if you bring in Carson Wentz, you're not so certain that he's going to play better than Zach Wilson.
I disagree. I can't. Joe Namath just said enough. He's 80 years old. But everybody has seen this kid. I hear what you're saying about taking time. At least Carson Wentz has had some success in the NFL. This kid hasn't had any success. My God, what are we waiting for? The season is melting away. Really?
I agree with you. If you don't sign Carson Wentz immediately after week one when Aaron Rodgers goes down, the longer you wait, the longer he's going to have to understand and learn that system. And you speak of Joe Namath. Like, Joe Namath, everybody knows Zach Wilson is playing bad. Like, for you to be one of the greatest players in Jets history and to just beat him down like that, like, come on, bro, you don't have to do that type of stuff. Like, to me, that is so uncalled for, to beat him down like that. He wants to play better. He isn't. But to hear one of the greatest players say what everybody can see, like, to me, it's uncalled for.
TJ, I would just feel like the players are so frustrated.
You're going to lose the locker room if you're Salah.
You got 14 games left. It's not like you got 7 games left and you are out of it already.
Right.
I mean, 14 games left and you got to deal with a dude who can't throw for more than 150 yards a game? That's tough.
I'm not saying I don't agree with you guys, but if you don't go get somebody early on, say you sign Carson Wentz Monday.
No, I got it.
It's going to take him just to be comfortable 3 weeks. They'll have a small playbook. It's going to be the same. Well, let's run the ball. Let's play great defense. and let's hope Carson Wentz doesn't make a mistake type of thing. And so they're looking at it. Can you lose the locker room? Yes. But I'm just telling you, if I'm Zach Wilson, I'm going to Garrett Wilson, and I'm saying, listen, be ready. I'm throwing him anytime it's single high defense, I'm throwing the ball to Garrett.
All right, let me ask you about Sean Payton in Denver. And the team looked like they quit to me. Where are they? Sean Payton came in, highfalutin, pay me $25 million. Hackett was awful. I'm going to tell Russ, stop kissing babies and shaking hands. And, you know, and he did all that kind of stuff. And now he's 0-3 and had the beatdown put down on him. Where are you on? Does Sean Payton have to step up?
Listen, when you give up 70 points, that ain't just on the players.
Right.
You are getting out-schemed and out-coached all the way around. Like, that's just not on the players. 70 points in the National Football League? Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Run for 350 and pass for three. Are you kidding me? Like, you can't come out and say what you said about Hackett.
Yep.
And then
right.
Your team performs like this. Am I wrong? But I believe Denver was 2-1 after three games last year.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
So you cannot do that. Now, defensively, they were much better last year than they are this year. They are getting out-coached, out-schemed, whatever you want to call it. Now, I'm not going to question Sean Payton because he's had so much success. When Drew Brees got hurt, he still got it done with Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston, and those guys. But 70 points in the NFL, man, like, you really got to get to work, and you really got to hone in on what's wrong, because you don't give up 70 points in the NFL. You are getting out-schemed and out-coached.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. What do you think about Joe Burrow, your former team, the Cincinnati Bengals, him playing? Is this the right move or the wrong one?
Oh, absolutely, it's the right move, man. I was in Cincinnati and just, you know, they needed that. They needed that win. And if you don't have a setback, he's good to go. If they can make it to the bye week, 2-4, 3-3, they got a chance to kind of keep this season on the tracks. That he's doing all that he can. And you watched that game. He was compromised, but he did that defense. Kept him in the game, and then the offense made enough plays. But Joe, going through what he's going through, you can completely tell he's not himself.
Oh, yeah.
No, he couldn't even get – what, he got in the red zone one time? It was not a pretty picture.
Dude, to show the selflessness and that competitive greatness to play in that game, knowing that he was limited, that's what you want out of your players, especially your best player.
All right, Cowboys, you know, people were ready to crown them after they beat the Giants and the Jets, and then they have the stinker in Arizona. Boy, is that the Cowboys that we know, that whenever people are ready to say, oh, yeah, they've arrived, they usually deliver a stinker and have people change their minds about them?
I'll give them a mulligan for two reasons. You lose Diggs, and you want to see how we can call a game without them, if you're Dan Quinn. You want to see that. But the second thing is, we got to understand now, Jonathan Gannon, who is now the Arizona head coach with the defensive coordinator, he understands the Cowboys. He played them twice last year. He has a good idea of how to slow them down and how to attack them. And if you kind of watch what they did on offense, a lot of misdirection. When you play against a fast defense, you want to slow them down with misdirection and make sure they're using their eyes and their eyes on the correct spot. And so they just did a really good job. I want to see how the Cowboys perform against a good team. Because what you said, they played the Giants and the Jets.
That's right.
They smoked both of them. So we like, oh, my goodness, this defense and this team is unbelievable.
Right.
Can you do the same thing to a good team? That remains to be seen.
All right. That is our man, T.J. Houshmandzadeh. Great stuff as always, brother.
We appreciate you.
All right, fellas, man. Y'all keep up the great work, as always.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, brother. Peace. Lions, Packers up next. We'll preview. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios on a TV theme song Thursday. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/Odd Couple. It's time for Shekel City.
I'm still feeding the people in America who follow Shekel City. 2-1 last night. Had a couple of winners in there. Didn't get the hat trick, but I'll take it. Here we go. Tonight, we'll start with a couple of baseball games. I got the Phillies -1.5 runs. They host the Pirates. And I got the Orioles -1.5 against the Red Sox. The Orioles, Chris, could clinch the AL East tonight with a victory. And then we got, for my best bet, we're going to do the Lions-Packers. Chris, can't say I'm a Lions hater. I am picking the Lions -1.5 in this game.
Wow.
I am. But on the best bet, I'm picking Lions and Packers. I'm taking the over. 46 points, so I'm taking the over. I think it'll be more than that. Firepower. I don't think the Packers' defense is that great. Same with the Lions. I think some points will be scored tonight up in Green Bay. No weather to be worried about. There we go. So Orioles -1.5 runs, Phillies -1.5 runs, and take the over. Lions at Packers, Thursday night football. Most people can't see because of where it's broadcast, but that's another story. And I was 2-1 last night. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
So you are taking the Lions. That is big news because you generally don't do that. So why?
I don't know. They've had their number the last few games. Packers haven't done well on primetime games lately. They got a couple of injuries. Bakhtiari, Chris, Alexander for Green Bay.
Alexander.
Yeah. I mean, so there's a couple of people that are missing. So that's the reason. And they didn't look good the last game. They won against the Saints. They were down 17-0 at home, and they were able to win.
Well, I think they only won because Derek Carr got hurt.
Right.
And Derek Carr hadn't been playing tremendously.
But he was,
but
right.
He's still, you know, a good quarterback, and he's the
no doubt,
that,
Chris. That should have been a win for the Saints.
Yeah. They were up 17-0, Rob, early in the third quarter when he went down.
And that was it.
And the game changed from there. Now, give the Packers credit. They rallied, won 18-17. And Jordan Love.
But wasn't
Rob,
there a missed kick too in that game?
Yes, I believe so. The Saints missed one.
Yeah.
Saints could have won it.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Jordan Love is actually playing pretty well. It's weird because his numbers in some ways are low. He's only completing, Rob, 53% of his passes, which obviously is low by today's standards. Only throwing for 218 yards a game. Again, low by today's standards.
Don't you think they have him on a leash a little bit?
I wouldn't say. I mean, he's throwing it a decent amount. He's throwing it over 30 times a game, 32 to be exact. So, you know, he just – but when you're only completing half your passes, that I think is part of the issue. That said, though, Rob, he's got 7 touchdowns passing and only 1 interception. So that's why I said it's strange that, you know, his numbers are kind of odd. The touchdowns, I mean, and the interceptions, both great. There are only 2 quarterbacks, Rob. Kirk Cousins and Tua Tagovailoa, who have more touchdown passes than Jordan Love. But he's, you know, he's just not throwing for the yardage that most quarterbacks are throwing for in this day and age. But, you know, I think it's a good start for him so far. They're 2-1, obviously. But I like Detroit tonight, as do you. The Lions, I think, are the best team in that division, NFC North. They were my pick to win it. They beat the Falcons last week 20-6. They've beaten Kansas City. Obviously, those are 2 pretty good wins. They lost to Seattle, which was very disappointing for their fans.
Yeah, it was home coming off the Kansas City game, Chris.
Right.
They were jacked. They wore a ski mask into the blue ski mask. You know what I mean? They were supposed to.
You would know, Rob. That was probably the most anticipated home opener in
a while.
Long time. Since before probably, you left, I would think.
Right. Probably since they built the building, the new Ford Field. You know what I mean? From when they moved from the Pontiac Silverdome.
Yep. So, but Jared Goff's having a nice season. And I think they can, they should pull this off tonight. If they don't, I know it's not much of a spread. But if they lose this game, I think that's a huge disappointment, number one, and setback, number two, because they got a chance to really put a little distance between themselves and some of the other teams in that division, Rob. They got Green Bay tonight. Then they got Carolina. That should be a W. Tampa Bay, another one that should be a W. So they could, you know, they could string together 4 victories in a row. Next thing you know, they're 5-1, and they got a little bit of cushion for later in the season.
Yeah, it would be a letdown because if they lose that one, division rival Chris, the Packers would go to 3-1, the Lions would be 2-2, and then people would be like, wait a minute, Brett Favre beat their heads in, Aaron Rodgers beat their heads in, and now is Jordan Love going to beat their heads in too, you know?
Right.
Like really, you can't get away from Green Bay. So this will be one of those measuring stick games. It really is. Like for them to go on the road, they're the favorites, Chris, to be on the road and be a favorites in Green Bay. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, and that's you and I have talked about that. Like Detroit obviously is used to being the hunter. And they haven't been very much of a hunter, right? They're a woeful franchise to say the least. And
I thought you were going to say a moribund. No, not a moribund.
Yeah, moribund, woe begone, all that, hapless. But they were the hunter against Kansas City, Rob. They look good. They win. They're the hunted in the home opener against Seattle, and they lay an egg. And then, you know, expectations decrease a little bit. Then they beat Atlanta. We talked about it last year. They lost to Carolina, a game they could have got them into the playoffs or at least close. And they dropped it. So that's something to watch with the Lions. Keep her locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.